I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that 1.5 million people in the U.S. have a form of lupus. To talk about this autoimmune disorder is Dr. Gary Gilkison. He is a professor of medicine, microbiology, and immunology at MUSC. Dr. Gilkison, tell us about lupus.
Lupus is an autoimmune disease, as you said, that affects primarily young women in their reproductive years. It's also more common in African Americans and Hispanics than in Caucasians. And it can be a mild disease to being a life-threatening or mortal disease. It is where the body's immune system, instead of fighting off cancer and infections, starts fighting against the body itself. So mainly your own immune system attacking your kidneys, your skin, your joints, causing rashes and joint pain and chest pain, as well as can be renal failure.
And do we know what causes lupus?
We know that it's partially genetic, that there are some genes that you can inherit from your parents that predispose you to getting lupus. We also know that there is an environmental component to it. So whether that's an infection or exposure to toxins or other things, is the combination of the genetic susceptibility plus the right environmental exposure results in lupus.
And what about the diagnosis? Is it very straightforward to diagnose lupus in a patient?
It is not straightforward. We have a screening test called an anti-nuclear antibody, which if it's positive can be one of many things, but if it's negative, it rules out lupus. Because of the heterogeneity of lupus with the various signs and symptoms, it can take years for the proper diagnosis to be made and can take three or four physicians in order to make the diagnosis.
And is the idea, as far as treatment, to control symptoms, or are you slowing down the progression of the disease?
Certainly, we're trying to do both, but the main concern is trying to slow down the disease and prevent it from causing further damage to the kidneys or to the skin or to the joints.
Dr. Gilkison, what is new with regards to either diagnosing or treating or even just research related to lupus?
There are a number of promising alternative therapies that are coming to the forefront now. There was a recent trial of a medication that shows great promise that's going on to a phase 3 trial. That drug is currently used to treat psoriatic arthritis. Then there are a number of other trials, at least 15 ongoing, that we hope will result in new therapies for lupus. Here at MUSC, we're leading a trial using what are called mesenchymal stem cells as a therapy for lupus for patients that are refractory to other treatments. That's going to be a multi-center trial around the country, but centered here at MUSC.
And Dr. Gilkison, what about future goals related to lupus?
What we'd like to get to is finding more precision medicine, defining what's wrong with a particular patient is something we're all working towards. It's not here today, but we all hope it'll be here within the next 4 to 5 years.
Dr. Gilkison, thanks for providing this information about lupus.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.